Good morning, everyone. How are we all doing today?
Hey, you
Welcome back
guys.
to another episode of Elena Rombear Back. But today we have a very special guest. Danny, who do we have on?
We have you guys, Planet Tranny.
If you guys don't know who Planet Tranny is, you guys have been living under a rock. She is the modern day, us just assuming her gender.
I guess we'll find out.
We will find out. Planet Tranny is the modern day gossip girl, but for trans girls. She has this Instagram page and she has been taken down countless amount of times because everyone can dish it, but no one can take it. So they report the information that she
Oh,
puts
is
out
that
there.
why it's getting taken down?
Yeah, because the girls are sending in like dirty deeds, but then once she posts it, they're like, this is bullying, and they take it down, which
Oh
is
my
so
goodness.
dumb.
I've never reported it. And I've been on there quite a bunch, and you have too.
I love Planet Tranny. When I first discovered this page, the whole idea behind her was so brilliant that I was actually amazed. And I was like, I am so happy someone finally did this. And for the longest time, all my friends thought it was me.
Oh my God, I thought it was her. Like, actually, for the longest time, I was like, Elena, I know this is you. Like, what the fuck? Because there were things being posted that only she knew.
Which is so funny because honestly, I wish I was that brilliant to like have that idea and do that. Because my favorite show growing up was always Gossip Girl, and I've always wanted to be Gossip Girl. But the idea behind Planet Tranny of her just outing every tranny's secret and just like talking about every single tranny in the community, because the community is so small that everyone knows each other. It's brilliant. Honestly, I wish I could take credit for that. I wish I was Planet Tranny. I mean, if I was Planet Tranny, the destruction that I would do, I honestly think she's holding back a lot. I think she should do more damage. I told her too. I was like, honestly, bitch, put me on blast. Like, if you're gonna be Gossip Girl, do it right. Go crazy. Don't hold back, you know? But the thing is, the more vile her post gets, the more she gets reported. So it's kind of like, I get it. But girl, the idea behind her is so brilliant. And I am so excited to
I have this theory, you guys, that it's still Elena, and the person we're about to speak with is just a paid actress.
It's not me. It is not me. But she has had a lot of stuff that no one has like access to. So today we're gonna ask her who's sending in these like stuff. Who is like, what is the tea behind it? What are you holding back in the DM? We have Planet Tranny tonight, and we are so excited because for the first time ever, we are able to grasp onto who Planet Tranny really is. So without further ado, you guys, let's give it up for Planet Tranny. You guys, this is Miss Planet. Miss Planet, please give everyone an introduction of who you are.
Okay, so I live in Amsterdam. I'm from Holland, actually, so I'm not in USA. And I'm 19
Holland.
years old.
Oh, hi. This is Danny, by the way.
We're both here.
Hi, Danny.
Okay, so we want to ask you, how did you get into the idea of Planet Tranny? Like, what made you sit there and go, I want to put all these girls on blast? Like, what was the
What was the inspiration behind it?
Yes, we need to know.
Well, I started off with this account like 5 years ago, and it was just like memes of trans girls. And then I actually watched your podcast, and then I was like, maybe I should switch to posting tea about girls.
Oh my God, that's so interesting. I love
And
that.
your whole page blew up so fast. Honestly, it's amazing. The whole idea behind it is so brilliant. I'm not a fan of a lot of people, but I am such a big fan of Planet Tranny.
Elena is actually your biggest
Thank
fan.
you. I am your biggest fan. I always like, I have, I'm obsessed with Planet Tranny. But we know that people send in a lot of tips and tricks and tea to you. So we have to know, what are you holding back from us? What tea can you spill for us?
Well, I have like a lot of tea, but I don't know if I can spill it all because it's like I can get sued over that shit.
Oh my God. Okay,
That
so
is true. I get
that is
that.
true. Yeah, you're right.
You gotta be
So,
careful. It's
but
like a
I
slippery
can give
slope.
tips and hints here and there, so.
Okay, so we
Okay.
have to know, who is sending in all these stuff about
Well, I
Danny?
don't think she's gonna tell us. Will she tell
I
us?
mean, I don't know. I hope she does because that would be really, because for the longest time, Miss Planet, everyone thought that I was running the account and they're like, this is Elena. All my friends thought that it was me. But it wasn't.
Yeah.
And so I have to, because you got a lot of stuff that only I would have of Dani. And so we were kind of just like, how is she getting all this? If not, like how is she getting all this?
We need names, phone numbers, the whole shebang. I'm just kidding.
Well, I have one simple answer, and it is Miss Bianca.
I knew it. I've been telling you, Dani.
At first, she sent it from, like, an anonymous account, and I was like, wait. Only you and Dani are on this video, so it must be one of you guys.
So
like,
they're...
And then she sent it again. With her real account, I think on accident.
She said, fuck this.
Oh my goodness. That's so interesting because during that trip, the whole eyebrow incident, another person was there. And so I was just so confused if it was like that person or like her. And so thank you for confirming that.
It was definitely Bianca.
Oh my goodness.
I could have told you this. Dani.
Oh no. So Elena did actually tell me this. It's just, you know, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, why would she care about dumb stuff? So is she also sending in stuff about herself?
No, I don't think so. I got a lot of tea from anonymous account. So it might be her with like a burner account, but I don't know.
Oh my god, that is like so crazy to me that people even like, just such a weird like thing, I guess.
So given how fast your page blew up, like, are you surprised that your page got to as big as it got? Because you attracted so many other like well-known trans girls and like that are so big in the community. And it's like, did you ever think your page would get to being that big?
I thought it would be like big, not like as this big, because I don't have a lot of followers, but my story views go up to like 30K.
Oh, wow. So people aren't following, but they're watching. They're listening.
Oh, my God. I mean, if you think about it, so she has like 3,000 followers. All of them are basically trans girls, which is for a small community, that is a lot of trans girls to be
TMZ,
like.
TMZ, TMZ.
Exactly. Like, you are the modern day Gossip Girl and you are the modern day DMZ for trans girls.
That's crazy. Wait, how old are you?
I'm 90 years old.
You're 90 years old?
19.
Oh, stop. Maybe like you're 9?
Oh, I heard 90 and I was like, what?
Oh my goodness. Okay, cool. Wait, what's your sign?
My sign?
Like zodiac Virgo. Sign? Virgo. Okay, very cool, very cool.
Are Virgos like fun?
Yeah, I mean, like I'm a Libra. Are you like September or are you?
I'm like an August Virgo.
Okay.
They're very organized.
Got it. Very, very cool. I mean, yeah, running an account like that, you better be organized.
Honestly, like, I don't know how you haven't managed to get any loose ends, but, like, are you ever scared of, like, getting caught or anything, of just, like, people finding out who you are? Because from what you're doing, like, yeah, it's great, but, like, also, like, everyone was after Gossip Girl. Like, are you ever scared for your own safety, given how, like, you're putting, like, all these, like, people on blast? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, my last account was actually bigger than this one, and I posted shit about Tyga, and he sent me a DM, and the day after, my account got deleted.
Oh my goodness, he sent you a DM?
But, like, fact that your account is even reaching, like...
What was that?
I think it was, like, his manager with, like,
Manager, okay.
Yeah, it's, like, a text, but from his account.
Oh my goodness, yeah, how crazy is that, right? You're like, damn, I'm an important person.
But like the fact that your account even like reached the highest, like he's a celebrity and your account reached that. And it's kind of like, you don't have that much followers, but like it gets spread around so quickly because the whole community is just so toxic. And like, they're just spreading all these things as fast as they can. And it just shows how gross the community is because it's kind of like we always talk about hate within the community, but then when Planet Tranny created her page, that really kind of like showed everyone how much hate there really is because all these anonymous facts are sent in by trans girls. So it's kind of like, we want to sit here and praise like, oh my God, we can't hate within the community. But then it's kind of like, what are you doing? You're sending in anonymous tips to get posted about other girls
it's
dragging them down.
It's actually crazy. Definitely crazy.
Yeah.
Have you ever sent in a tip, Dani?
I can honestly say I have never sent in a tip. I don't do that kind of stuff. I'm very not like that.
I remember I was talking to Miss Planet and I was like, can you make a post about Danny? But you were there. You were there.
This bitch was like, make a post about Danny. I think it'll be funny. I'm like, can we not do that?
Because Danny didn't get a post yet. Because Danny is like the most unproblematic person ever. And so I was kind of just like talking to Miss Planet and I was like, can you please post about Danny? So we're kind of just thinking like, okay, what can we talk about? Like,
but then I guess Bianca did it for me because that's so annoying.
Mm-hmm. So, with you doing what you do, do you get a lot of hate mail from, like, the people that you put on blast?
Actually, no, because they kind of see it, like, as a promotion, because a lot of people see my account and my posts. So, they don't really see it as a negative thing.
I mean, that's true.
Definitely, definitely true. But people are reporting it, right? Obviously.
They are, and which is what I don't understand. It's kind of like, how can you sit here, praise it, love it, and then later when they say something you don't like, report it? Like, if you're going to, like, stand for it entirely. Don't, like, get all butthurt and then try to start reporting the account because it takes the fun out for everyone else. Like, I personally enjoy the account. I
Are you
love
kidding?
It.
Like, every yeah. week or, like, whatever, like whenever you post, Alina's on her phone, like, gagging over it. And she's then, like, Danny, come here. Danny, come here. I'm like, what?
And then the comments that get filled up so fast. Like, given how less followers you have, it's crazy how active everyone is on your page. Like you were saying, like your views aren't insane. Your comments, like your comments are never just comments. It's a conversation. And I feel like that's so important because like you see every other girl's point of view from like the topics that you put on. And sometimes there are like educational topics too.
I love the educational topics. I am here for that.
I prefer the drama, so keep posting that. Put the other girls on blast. Keep going. I love that route so much. It's my absolute favorite. But what else can you tell us about this whole page and just, like, the idea behind it and just, like, people, like, sending in tips? Like, how do you feel about, like, when you see the other girls sending in, like, anonymous tips about other girls, how does that make you feel?
Well, if it's, like, really, like, some gross tea, I literally won't post it. Like, some girls send in pictures of, like, a post of, like, vaginoplasty and shit, and they want me to post that. Or, like, sex tapes. Like, obviously, I won't post that shit because...
Okay, so, yeah.
It's, like, revenge porn.
It's, like, a line. Like, yeah. Yeah, there's a line of, like, you don't want to cross.
I won't post that, but I do think it's kind of funny if it's not that serious, you know?
Yeah, of course. Definitely, definitely. Aw, Planet Tranny has a heart, you guys.
Which is so cute. Do you ever like think of how like because I feel like if I ran that page, I would kind of just look at it and be like, okay, this is great. But oh my god, my community is disgusting. Look at how everyone's just treating each other. And it would kind of like open my eyes up and be like, oh my god, like this is actually embarrassing for my community.
Yes, I know, but I sometimes feel like I am like the negative person who posts so much tea and I just like I kind of get like sad.
She's like, I'm the one stirring the pot, so it's hard.
So, have you ever made a post that, like, was completely 100% fabricated and false?
I don't think so. I always ask for receipts. Like,
that's good. Yeah.
Okay.
I always ask for receipts.
So, that's how you know, you guys, you're getting
100% factual
information.
Stuff. That's so amazing. I honestly love that idea so much. Honestly, I told you this before. I wish that you would go harder on the girls because I wish...
Elena wants people's wigs coming off.
I want wigs flying. I want drama out the roof. Bitch, I want the dirtiest, like, up. I want just air everyone's shit out. Like, if I had your page, baby, for one day, oh my god, the destruction that I would do, out of this fucking world. Like, the girls would be gagging. I would just expose every single person. I'm talking, like... Unfacetune photos.
Oh, God. Oh
I'm coming
God.
For everyone's fucking wigs. I'm going to post escorting ads, escorting numbers. I'm going into town, baby. I'm going to wreck this
escorting
whole
escorting numbers.
Place.
Not the escorting
I will
numbers.
Post all their fucking ads. I will go crazy. Ugh, the excitement I'm already, like, I'm already getting excited thinking about it.
Don't get it twisted because I still have that shit. I don't, just don't post it. So if anyone tries it with me, I will post it.
she's not bad.
She's like, listen up, everyone. I will come for your head. Don't try me. Because Planet Tranny, you really do have a lot of power because like you've reached so many people and it's like even though they don't follow you, they know who the fuck you are. And it makes me so upset that Instagram keeps fucking taking down the name Planet Tranny because that name is just so beautiful. Like, I love it so much. Right now, it went from, like, the Tea Girl Archive to the Doll Planet, right?
Yes. I just kind of want to keep, like, the planet and, like, that name in Denver because everybody knows me for that.
Definitely.
Is Instagram like banning you right away because your name is like, if there's any like tranny in it, it bans you, or what's up with that?
It's like I think like, yeah, I think it's because of that, and I just can't like type it on your comments.
Okay, so it's almost like, okay,
it's like a restriction.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That is so insane.
Okay, and so I would say personally that Planet Tranny and Elena have this weird like bond with each other. Do you guys agree?
I think so.
Kind of do.
Okay, and
I have a very sick bond with Planet Tranny because a part of me is like her biggest fan.
That's so funny.
And I kiss her ass. I fucking love it so much because every time you post something, every time you do something, I'm kind of like a proud mother. I'm like, oh my god, because I'm a big drama person. I love drama, bitch. No, like, all the drama, I love it. And so whenever I see you do some dirty deed, I'm like, oh, I love this.
She wouldn't, but she did.
And it, honestly, like, it makes me happy to another level. I can't describe it.
So, are there other girls that, like, you would consider, like, you're super close with or, like, in cahoots with also, or?
Like, not really, actually. Like, okay. I talk with, like, a lot of the girls, but not really. Again, like, they just react on my post, and that's it.
Okay, so basically a lot of the people sending in stuff are just, like, random people.
Yes.
Well, they're mostly anonymous accounts.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking, but...
Yes. I do talk to a lot of people.
Okay. So, okay, who can you spill? Okay,
she's a busy girl.
What tea can you spill about who? Oh my god, this is exciting. I want some drama, baby. Oh,
well, it's not exactly about... Like, I can spill tea, but you cannot know who the person is because I can actually get sued over that shit.
Okay, well, let's just start spitting some facts and we'll just play guess too.
We can do that too.
Okay, so there is like this Victoria's Secret model who is trans.
Yes.
And nobody knows who it is.
Oh, another one.
Wait,
I thought there was already a
trans Victoria's Secret model. No?
No, but... Like, not the new one. Like, she has run before the whole trans drama with Victoria's Secret.
So, they should bring back the Victoria's Secret fashion show then, no?
She lives stealth.
Oh, wow.
Trans. But me.
How do you know?
I just have my sources.
You're a wizard. You are a rock star.
She's Hannah Montana. She's living a double life, baby.
She's like, it's
also,
me.
So, like, maybe she dated, like, a rapper.
Who is this rapper?
I'm not gonna say
it. Ah! It sucks because, like, I just want to know all these people. Like, we're only limited to what she can and cannot say.
Oh, my goodness.
So like, damn it.
You can say Kendall Jenner.
Is it Caitlyn Jenner? Come on. She's the music Victoria's Secret model.
It is Caitlyn.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, do you know anyone who knows your identity?
No.
Because I don't even know your identity.
So even your closest friends don't know that you run this account?
My closest friends, like, they don't know. But I met some friends through this account, which are also trans, and I see right now, like, they know who I am.
Okay. So no one knows your real name. I don't even know your real name because I feel like that could be, like, really, like, detrimental for your safety. That's why I'm going to address you as Miss Planet Tranny right now on the camera. But, like, that's so, like, honestly, I would be so scared. I'd be like, what if someone's tracing out my IP address, like, trying to find me because they want to, like, really just get revenge on me? I honestly would be so terrified.
Yes, but with my previous account, I got, like, I got docked. So people, like, some people might know who I am because I went live on that one.
Oh.
You went live?
That's, like, 4 years ago, so I don't think anybody has those.
So you have a new account now that no one just knows who you are?
No.
Honestly, that is brilliant. I'm obsessed with Planet Tranny. I can't get enough.
We will be talking about this all day.
I am gagged. Like, I am fangirling right now.
It's like a
oh
meet and greet.
It truly is like a meet and greet because I am your biggest fan. I look up to you, baby. Like, oh my god. Like, I'm in awe right now. Like, it takes a lot for me to be a fan of someone. And, oh, Planet Tranny just takes the crown. Like, oh my god. I can't even, like, begin to, like, imagine, like, the brilliance that you have to come up with this idea, because I talk about it all the time. The idea behind it, so like, she's targeting just the trans community because it's that small.
And it's smart. Like, it's smart because she knows we'll all talk about it, which of we course. Do.
We will all talk about it. And look, it's blown up to, like, it's reached so many celebrities. It's reached so many other trans girls in the community. And it's like, you have 3,000 followers. And I was going through that, and it was just all trans girls. And I was like, I didn't realize there was this many trans girls on this planet. And so I went through her following, and I was like, it's all trans girls. Girls that were in my DMs. Girls that were, like, I see, like, just randomly. Like, girls everywhere. That's insane. That's honestly in fucking sane.
Impeccable.
Like, the impact that Planet Tranny has out of this world. Out of this fucking world.
So you must be doing something right.
Oh, no, she's doing everything right.
Right.
So, aside from the Planet Tranny, what are you doing, like, for you? Like, let's talk about you now. The person, yeah. The person behind the brilliance.
Well, I don't really know. What do you
want to
know?
Ooh. Let's see. So, are you trans?
I am.
Okay. And how long ago did you transition?
For like 5 years right now.
Okay.
Okay. Beautiful, so beautiful. What year was that? I'm kind of...
That was like 20...
16, 17.
Okay. That's awesome. Was it pretty smooth, or did you like run into some speed bumps along the way?
Well, it's like kind of different, like in Amsterdam, because you have to wait for your hormones for like 2 years, so it's not really easy here.
You're kidding.
2 years. Did you ever like buy them online like everyone else did? Did you ever buy them online like everyone else did?
I'm sorry, what did you
She's asking if you ever like
self-diagnosed, right?
Bought them online like illegally.
Because a lot of girls do that. They buy their hormones
like black market hormones.
No.
Get
it over here.
I've done that before.
And I don't think it works.
I don't either. Nothing happened. I don't know what shit I was putting in my body, but that was a weird phase of my life.
I don't want to do that because I still want to have, like, biological, like, children.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever freeze your sperm?
Yes, I did.
Oh my gosh, she's so smart.
Wow. You're actually the baddest bitch.
I regret not freezing my sperm because I'm kind of just like, fuck, no, I can't have biological kids like ever. I mean, if I do, I gotta get up hormones for like 5 months, right? Or like longer than that.
You know, I honestly have no clue. I'm not educated in that area, but.
Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, do you get tea about like boys? Do you know what I mean? Like guys that are passed from the community or like the chasers, like, do you get any tea about that? Or is it just mainly the girls?
It's, like, mainly the guys.
It's mainly the guys?
Yes. I get a lot of tea about the guys.
You're kidding.
Like, what kind of tea? Like, oh, this guy's a chaser.
This guy's a... Never mind. Go on.
Oh, no, well, like, this one girl got invited to, like, Drake's party. Like, and it's not, like, Nikita or someone like that. It's, like, a girl I literally know.
Okay. And then they fucked. Like,
I don't know about that, but she got invited to a party and he knew, like, she was trans.
Okay, so Drake likes to play.
Drake likes the sheenest.
I think all rappers, like...
I think every guy likes to play, honestly.
Honestly, I can see it because I feel like when you're always around, like, bad bitches, eventually it's going to get boring. So it's going to be like... it's no secret Tyga loves trans girls. Like, it's no secret at all. It's out there. It's, like, one of the biggest, like, secrets out there. But I wonder who else. Like, I always want to know who else likes trans girls. So now we know Drake likes the sheenest.
I think, yeah. I think it's just one of those things that, like, every guy actually secretly does, even if they don't want to admit it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's cool that he, like, openly invited her and, like, didn't give a fuck.
That is. I mean, was she, like, passable? I mean, you know how guys are very, like, we only want the most passable girls around us, you know?
I just don't get why it's such a big deal, because if you care about that, like, you're letting, like, really feminine gay guys go with their girlfriends. Like, why can't...
Wait, what do you mean feminine gay guys go with their girlfriends?
Like, you're gonna see, like, gay guys that are, like, they look like girls, but they're guys, and they're always at the influencer parties. So why can't a girl who's, like, isn't considered possible be at the party?
Because it's kind of just, like, It's like a mix in between of like, okay, she's a girl, but like,
okay,
do you know what I mean? Like, it's
like with the guys, all the other guys know they're not going to be fucking that. But if it's like a trans girl, you just don't know who's like actually. It's just like the elephant in the room at all times.
Oh my God, 100%.
That's what you're talking
about.
It's kind
of just like, it's like, yeah, they're attracted to the trans girl, but it's kind of like how straight men view it. They're kind of just like, oh, but she has a dick. So like, if you want to get with her, then like that makes you a little gay, you know? But then it's kind of like, it's such a blurred line because like, if you're a gay guy, you're a gay guy. If you're straight, you're straight. But if you're trans, you're like that mix in the middle. And it's so awkward when a guy has interest in you because like, people around him will never understand because they look at us as kind of like, as well, that's a guy, but looks like a girl, is attractive, but has a dick.
We're so,
like,
circus people.
We are considered, we are borderline fucking circus freaks at this point, but based on how everyone's treating us. But I mean, I feel like we're getting more, you know, more rights. So Planet, Miss Planet, have you thought about opening like a TikTok account?
I actually thought about it when this account got deleted, but I don't know.
You should totally do it.
That would be honestly brilliant and amazing. Honestly, like, imagine a TikTok. Like, because TikTok, it's so easy to blow up on TikTok. It really is.
Yeah, if you really want to get your name out there. I mean, I don't know what you want to do with all this, but how far you want to go, but...
I really don't know, actually.
She's going to be making TikToks dancing in a mask, just like... spilling tea, like, while she's dancing.
Wait, that could actually be brilliant. Like, how brilliant is that? Just kind of, like, spilling tea while you're, like, the caption is just, like, ah! Like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Right,
yeah. Love that. So, how did you get Instagram back? Because your account was deleted multiple times, and I know this account just recently got it deleted and you got it back, correct?
Yes, I got it back.
How did you get it back? Because I've always wondered kinda, that.
Like, it's kind of, like, easy. You just have to fill in this... Like
a form.
Yeah, it's like a form, and then you just tell why you got deleted and why it's not like why you shouldn't be deleted.
Okay, it's so really Miss Planet,
actually,
I have a question for you.
Okay,
are you ever biased towards the people that you post?
Not really, but I do get kind of scared when these like big pages like follow me because I just. Like, I do get a little bit scared. Like, I don't put much, like, tea about them because, I don't know, I'm just a little bit scared, you know?
I mean, the whole idea behind your account is, like, it protects your true identity, you know? So if anything bad ever happens, it's going after Planet Tranny, not necessarily you as a person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, but I get, like, always kind of, like... keeping one eye open, you know, 100%. One eye over your shoulder, like, mm-hmm. You know, I get that.
Yeah. Because I know some girls, they, what was that?
Just in case, like my identity gets leaked or something like that.
Yeah, girl, you're going to have all these roaches coming for you.
That's very true. That's true. Okay, Miss Planet, because I know some people sometimes get, like, biased or kind of just like, oh, no, she likes me. She's not going to post that about me. She likes me. She likes me. And so I wonder,
me
like,
when I saw all those videos.
Danny was like, okay, she hates me.
Me being like, ew, I forgot about that night that I got my hair yanked by fucking Bianca. I don't even know if I should speak on that because I don't even want... her like coming back at me again. I haven't talked to the girl in years.
She's been outed. It's fine. Nothing she can do. Everyone, God, Bianca is just a lot. But I mean, like,
so violent.
So you're not biased towards people that you post, correct?
No, if the tea is hot, I will post it. Oh,
I love that so much. Her, if the tea is hot and boiling, it's getting posted regardless if I like the bitch or not.
She said, I have a job, honey.
Okay, so I want to know, what have you gotten about Danny? Has there been any, like, tea
has
about
anyone,
Danny?
Like, tried to spill some of my shit? Because I don't really have that much.
Well, I just got those videos, like, her getting beat up and her eyebrows getting shaven.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'm scared to ask this. What about tea about me?
Not a lot. Mostly about your dogs.
Elena's ego just got a little bit smaller.
Like, girls think you, switch dogs, like, every month.
Okay, so let's address that. So, my dog, Athena, I had her for the longest time, and then she got bladder stones in her stomach. So I had to bring her into surgery, and the surgery went fine. Everything was great. We took her home and she was very old, so she didn't really heal correctly and then she passed away. So that is why I never brought it up online. I never like talked about it online because like it was very like a sad moment for me and I didn't want to put that out there. I feel like her death was kind of just like, it was really sad for her. She was my best friend. And so I wanted to just like have that moment to myself. So I just never talked about it. I kind of just like dealt with it like behind closed doors because I feel like that shouldn't be blasted online for everyone to see because they weren't as involved in her life as I was. And so after I had a year of just healing because she died beginning January 2021. We're in 2021, right? Yes.
Well, it's about to be 22, but yeah.
So she died in 2021, January, right around my birthday. And literally, I think she died like the 16th. My birthday was like the 18th. It was like the worst birthday gift ever. I waited a whole year before I got another dog. And then I got one more dog that was just kind of like a tester. She wasn't necessarily like my dog, but the owner was kind of just like, listen, if you're interested in a dog, try her, like have her for the weekend and see how you feel. And I was like, okay. So they're like, just imagine as if you're like babysitting this dog. And I was like, all right, I'll give her a try. So I had her for 2 days. I posted her and it didn't work out. So I was like, listen, your dog is just not like trained. She's not this. She's too aggressive. And she's just not the one. So I gave the dog back to the owner that the owner did eventually rehomed her. And then my third dog was Bella. Bella was amazing. However, I was super allergic to Bella, which caught me off guard because I'm never allergic to dogs. Why all of a sudden now? And turns out Bella was part coyote. So I was allergic to the wildlife fur because I kept sneezing around Bella. I was struggling to like stay alive around Bella.
And she really was. She was, this bitch was always like sneezing, eyes watering, nose clogged.
And I would be like up all fucking night sneezing like 10 times in a fucking row. And it was just like, I was like, why is this happening? I don't know if it's the season change or what it was. And so I got my dog tested. Turns out it's the wildlife fur because she's part coyote again. And so we rehomed it to this guy who was super, super cute. He was so hot.
Oh, so cute. I forgot his name, honestly. I think it's Micah.
I was just going to say, I think it's Micah too. So yeah. He now has Bella and she's in the greatest home ever. And he was like, listen, I'm an active person. I love going on walks. Therefore, I will gladly take Bella off your hands.
And she was amazing, but she was just a really, really active. And I just feel like, I don't know.
Bella was the most amazing dog ever, but like,
like, if you weren't allergic, like, I feel like I would have totally still kept have her. Yeah, oh, and we would just do hikes totally with her. Kept her.
But that's a tea with all my dogs. And so once Bella got rehomed to a nice home, it's like, I was like, I'm going to take a pause off of dogs. But this isn't my last dog. I will have one more dog for sure. I can already feel it in my system that I will have another dog. But we're going to take a pause on dogs.
Maybe try a cat.
I'm not a cat person.
No, you're definitely going to be allergic if you were allergic to Bella.
But I mean, that was the whole drama with the dogs. What else have you gotten about people that I know?
Not people that I know.
I'm sorry, what?
What other tea have you gotten with people that I know?
She said, huh?
So, like, I know. Now, listen.
So, who are people that you know? Like, who do you want to know the tea on? I guess you can't really out their names because then she can't spill the tea.
Okay. So, give us just, like, the little tea and we'll guess who it is. That could be fun.
Guess the tea. The new game. The tea,
okay. Give us some tea and we'll guess who it is. That could be really fun.
Actually, like,
we get you. I mean, you probably just can't talk about it. We're probably like, it's a really fine line between like exposing shit. Like, we get it, so we can't play that game, Elena.
I mean, I would love to play that game though. I would just love it.
If you want to throw out some random fact that you just know floating in the universe, go for it. And we won't guess. How about that? It'll just be something we know.
Give us an inside scoop of the tea.
But I have to look for the tea because I don't, like, have it right now.
Okay. Okay, so do you have, like, a set schedule of when you post? Or is it just when something big and juicy comes about? You're like, time to come back, bitches. Here you go.
Well, I just make sure I have, like, 3 things to post, like, in one day. And then I just post that. But it's not, like, scheduled.
Okay, so not scheduled. So you're saying you post like 3 different posts like a day? Or are you saying that it's like one post but with like the slides?
The slides are my favorite.
3 posts, like 3 different posts, not slides.
Okay.
So you try to post 3 times a day then?
Yes. If it's possible, I will.
And then you peace out. You're like, see you next month.
And then she comes back and she hits us harder. And it's like, boom, bitch.
Yes.
I love it. So If we can ask, outside of all this, like, what is your occupation? Or do you, like, work? Or, like, do you just party? Is she a party girl? Like...
Well, I still go to school.
Okay.
Majoring in what?
Like in, it's like photographic designer. So it's like,
okay.
I just make like content.
And that's okay, why her posts cool. are so cute, because the way that you made your layout for your like each post, it looks like a Twitter. It looks like Twitter, and yeah. I love the whole layout behind it. Honestly, I love the whole page. It's such amazing work. Everything was brilliant. I honestly can't get over
fangirling right now.
I'm such a fangirl right now because everything about this page is iconic, and I am completely.
This is like Elena's like early birthday present mm-hmm. because her birthday is coming up, and I just know that this was like the big bang for her. And she's like, I don't care what I get now. I got to talk to Planet Turney.
I know. I'm such a fangirl for you.
Okay. Do you like to like go out and party? Are you a big partier, or like? Do you stay in studying on the weekends?
I do love to party.
You do? Okay.
Very cool. Talk about her dating life.
Yeah. Are there any boys?
Tell us all the tea.
I don't know, but I just, like, I kind of dated this guy, but,
What happened?
Well, he just got really mad.
What did mad? You do? What happened?
He was just like, let me think.
Did you not tell him?
Did you not tell him, T, girl? Come on, that's the one thing.
He just got really, like, mad. I was, like, transgender, of course. Like, you can find me on Google if you search my real name. And he found my boy pictures, and he didn't know yet.
Where did you meet him? In school, or?
I met him at a party, actually.
Okay.
That's like similar to me with my bartender. My bartender, I was dating him for like.
Elena stays going through this.
I know. Explain. I always like date guys that I know hate trannies. Like
she self sabotages.
Oh my
sense.
God! Of course, I was talking to this one guy, and he was like, "I went to Thailand once, but there's just too many lady boys, and this just wasn't for me." And so automatically, I was like, "Oh my god, I have to talk to this guy and see how far I can go being a passable little bitch." We went for 5 months. And he was, like, in love. And then when he found out, he was so pissed off. And the second time was with this bouncer, a security guard. I dated him. He didn't know. Fell in love. Told his mom about me. He was like, Mom, I met the perfect girl. I want you to meet her, this and that. And I was like, okay, this is getting a little too far now. I have to tell him. And when I told him, this man got so mad at me. He was like, the amount of times that I've just thought about coming to your house and beating the piss out of you. And I was like, oh my god, that's so
bad. The thing is, Elena is the worst at choosing who she's gonna do this with, because she does this with guys that go to our local bars, that work at our local bars. And so after all these incidences, we're like banned from going there because we're like, we don't want to go there and have Elena get like beat up. So we have to like reroute, find a whole new location. It's actually very stressful.
But I mean, it's such a fun moment because I remember.
It's a game for her.
It's a game for me because Danny and I, we literally were like, we went to eat a restaurant once. And we were walking by the bar that he was at. And we see him standing right outside talking to some bitch. And I was like, oh my god, Danny, there he is. We have to go. And the other time we were in this other bar and he was sitting with some bitch as well.
Oh my god, and he was death staring us.
Death staring.
I was like, Elena, why?
He was just kind of like, I can just feel the red laser beams shooting up my asshole from behind. Like, he was just staring at me. He wanted to kill me when I, like, oh my god, he hated me. And then later, we see that exact same man. We went to the bar, Taco Tuesday, remember? And he had a group of friends with him.
Oh, the story. Love the story. Yeah. I wasn't there that night.
You were there.
I wasn't there that night.
It was me, Zahira, and Brianna. We were all together. Yeah, I wasn't there. Oh, wait. No, you weren't there. It was me, Zahira, and Brianna, and I think Brianna. So we were there, and I see him with his group of friends. And so his friend has an interest in me. So his friend comes up to me and he's like introducing himself. And I'm like, okay, I see this friend group. I talked to him for 5 months. I was dating him for 5 months and he hated me. And so his friend was talking to me and his friend was like, oh, meet my friend. This is my friend. We'll call him Mike. He goes, this is my friend Mike. And me and Mike looked into each other's eyes, knowing exactly who the fuck we were. And I go, hi, Mike. And this motherfucker reaches out his fucking arm and goes, hi, Elena, nice to meet you. I'm Mike. And I'm like, oh, we're acting brand new. We're going to act like the whole 5 months didn't happen. Cool. Got it. You want to play brand new? We can play brand new too. So I was like, yes, of course. The pleasure's all mine. Like, it's wonderful meeting you too. Kept it civil. He wanted to play that game. So I was like, you know, we can play brand new. That's fine. Now, he started going around to his friend group being like, oh, that's a guy. That's a guy. That's a guy. And so the guy who had interest in me walked up to me and he was like, hey, like, my friend Mike told me something really interesting. And I was like,
you like already knew, like, you got feeling in your stomach.
I knew what the fuck Mike told him. And I was like, really? Well, let's ask Mike over here and ask him. And so he was like, I was like, call your friend Mike over. Call Mike over. I want to hear from him himself. Because I knew what Mike said. But I want to hear Mike say it. And so he's like calling his friend Mike over. He was like, Mike, come here, come here, come here. And he just did not want to come over. He was like just standing there, kind of just like, why am I being called over? And so I was like, Mike, come here, like, come here. And so I was like, tell me what you told him. And Mike goes, what, that you're a guy? And I was like, yeah, like, go tell more. Like, what else? And he was like, I just told Mike that you're a guy. And I was like, did you tell Mike about how we dated for 5 months? And then I took out my phones, pulled up all the receipts of our conversation, all the pictures he sent me. And I was like, look, me and your little friend Mike have dated for 5 fucking months. He's sitting here outing me for being a guy. Well, we dated for 5 months. So what does that make him? A gay guy. He's a faggot. Your friend Mike is a faggot.
This bitch is actually a psycho. I would have been so scared I was going to get beat the fuck up.
No, because the thing is, he wanted to play brand new, so I played brand new. But the second that he did that and tried to out me, honey, I will out you back. I don't mind keeping a little secret because, you know, we acted brand new. We're like strangers now.
Not you calling him a gay guy.
Honey, it's his logic. Oh, Elena is a guy. Well, you dated me for 5 months, so what does that make you? A fucking faggot then, right? I mean, like, if I'm such a guy and you dated me.
With his logic, yes.
With his logic. Do I consider him a faggot for dating me? Fuck no. But if you're going to sit here and try to call me a guy, well, baby, you dated this fucking guy. So what does that make you? A fucking faggot. You are a gay boy, Mike. And don't ever try that shit with me again. And so later, his friends left him. And then he's talking to this girl. And I can just feel his eyes on me. Homeboy starts telling this girl that he just met at the bar, you see that girl right there? That's a guy. And it made me think, holy fuck, this Mike is so obsessed. It's been like a year now, and he still can't shake the fact that we dated, and he just can't shake the fact that I am trans and that I am a guy. Like, he has to tell everyone that he fucking talks to.
Didn't you say the girl was just like nodding? Like,
the girl was just nodding. She was like, okay, like, why are you fucking telling me? Like, I could give two shits what this bitch is. But it just goes to show how annoying men are. So, like, don't even sweat it, Miss Planet, if this guy is, like, upset with you, because one guy will like you for just the way that you are.
So, did he confront you in person, or was it over text where he got really mad, or?
Well, it's always, like, they always just randomly send you a text with, can I ask you something?
Oh, the worst text ever.
You know what's so funny is I recently got that text as well. So this guy, when I was in a different state, me and him were kind of just like vibing really well. And he's super hot. And that night he wanted to fuck me so bad, but I didn't go home with him because he didn't know that I was trans. And so I get back home. 2 months later, he texts me and he was like, can I ask you a question? I'm like, oh, fuck. I know where this is going, but sure, ask away. Homeboy goes, when did you know you want to be a girl? And I was like, what? And he was like, when did you know you want to be a girl? And I was like, what makes you think I'm not one? He was like, come on. What makes you think I'm not a girl? And he was like, oh, come on. He was like, Elena, I knew. I always knew. And I was like, oh my God. Well, my ego went down because I was like, I'm not on cloud nine this past little bitch anymore, apparently. 5'2" is just not helping me anymore because he's 6'6". I'm 5'2". I'm like the tiniest little hamster next to him. And the fact that this man knew, you know what? I don't think he knew. I think he found out and didn't want to look dumb. So he said, oh, I knew the entire time because guys will do that, you know? And then I told him, I was like, well, why the fuck didn't you tell me this sooner? Because had you told me you knew, I would have gone home with you the night and fucked the shit out of you. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's whatever. It is what it is. Miss Planet, before we go, is there anything you want to plug? Is there anything you want to say? Any last, like, goodbye, sharing, like, shaboom, like, anything you want to let the world know?
Just just follow my page and I will post like some very hot tea, like very soon.
Okay, so she said she's got some big bad news coming up, you guys.
She said you don't want to miss it.
The dirtiest tea that you can find.
Well, thank you so much, Miss Planet, for taking the time out. I know the time difference is like insane. So thank you so much for taking the time out to just come on my podcast, because I feel like you're my absolutely like favorite guest so far. Like,
it was so nice meeting you.
Mm-hmm. Even if we didn't get to meet virtually, it's still like we got to know who you are.
No, you mean physically.
Physically.
We met virtually. Yeah.
But the idea behind your page is so brilliant. Just to know, I am a fan. Danny will be a fan because...
Oh, no, I'm totally a fan. Actually, right now...
it's about her.
Now we're actually friends because we met. So we're... Me and Planet Tranny are like this.
We all have that bond now. But Planet, Miss Planet... Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
It means so much for taking the time out and just coming on here. And I appreciate it so much. And I am just such your biggest fan.
Yes, no problem.
All right. We're going to get to going, but I'll text you after. Okay, baby?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
She was really sweet.
I honestly am obsessed with her. Like, I thought she'd be like this catty, like...
No, she sounded so genuine.
So genuine, so humble.
Honestly, love girls like her.
I'm obsessed with her. But Danny, how did you feel about this phone call with her? Like, how do you feel now knowing who actually sent in all those things? Because it was never me. Danny, for the longest time, thought it was me. And I was like, Danny, like, I would never fucking do
the
this.
The fact that I thought it was you but just didn't care and was still your friend is just so funny. That just shows.
No, it's because deep down you fucking knew that it wasn't me.
No, yeah, I mean.
But you know what I fucking hated?
What?
Is our little other friend was like, yeah, I think it was her. We have one more friend who was just, like, always feeding into Danny's ear, being like, no, it probably is her. Like, but Danny always, for the longest time, thought that I was Planet Tranny. So now it's kind of like, I am so happy that's out in the air. I am not Planet Tranny. Like, you guys, I wish I was that brilliant, but sadly, I am not.
I guess, I don't know, I just feel like you told me who it was, and I didn't believe you, so I kind of feel bad, but I'm like, it is.
Who did I say it was?
Bianca.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because at first I thought it could be either like, you know, you or Bianca.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. The video that Planet Tranny posted of Danny was a very specific video that only
a select few have. So it was like, it's either this girl, or this girl.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wasn't even there that night.
Wasn't there, but you know, we all send funny videos of each other.
And so I was like, Danny, this makes no sense. Like, I was not even there that night. This video was taken. But that's besides the point. Now you know it wasn't me. It was little Bianca. So.
You're not sly, Bianca. You're not sly. We had a good run.
Which is so funny because, like, she sends in tips, but in that same thing, she's the one reporting it too when they post about her. So it's kind of like.
Yeah. I don't know. Don't send stuff in if you can't take the heat.
But I mean, that just kind of shows, like, you can't trust your friends. Your friends are probably the ones sending in tips right now. Like, you just can't trust people. That's why you need to be careful what you say about people, because that
you just
same
never
person
know. Yeah.
Will take that information and bring it to Planet Tranny. I mean, that's when you know who sent it, because it's kind of like, who did you tell that information to? So that's how we kind of narrowed it down. Like, who had that video? And then we kind of just like go from there and figured it out. But you guys, that was this episode with Planet Tranny. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Hope you
listening.
Guys enjoyed it.
I'll leave all her information down below. Her name was Planet Tranny, but now it's kind of like the doll Planet. Check out her page. It's honestly brilliant. It's honestly amazing. And I'm such a big supporter of it. And I love it. And everything about it is just 10 out of 10 amazing. So before we go, Danny, is there anything you want to plug?
Yeah, probably just my OnlyFans and then probably just my Instagram.
Likewise as well. Everything's Elena Genevieve, OnlyFans Elena Genevieve. Come watch my dick get hard. Just go watch my
Elena. She's crazy.
But without further ado, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And until our next episode, bye, guys.